Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. And truthfully, I'm like nervous even like saying this. The theme of today is a Bible verse. No! Don't stop watching. I'll explain. I do not identify myself as a Christian, although I was raised with Sunday school and such. My grandfather, who is my greatest mentor in realms of spiritual things, was a Baptist minister, but he also was the one that gave me permission. He told me, he's like, no, just look, just read the Sermon on the Mount. That's all you need. Find the stuff that, the things in his mind, you know, the ways that Jesus lived or the things that Jesus said that help you to become a more loving person and a better person. So in that vein, there is a Bible verse that came up this week and had weird synchronicities. It's also the one Bible verse that my dad knows. Now, my dad was not raised with any religion. He went to a college that had, mandatory church. And so he memorized some passage. So at some point, if you push him in the realm of his biblical knowledge, he will impress you with Matthew 6:26-7, which is, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? It's the ultimate let go and surrender anthem. The full verse is, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life. What will you eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on? Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Basically, what's the point of worrying? Okay, so there's the biblical stuff. Hopefully you're not putting up walls because you have had bad experiences with the church or Christians. If you have had bad experiences, I would not blame you, and I would get in line to air my grievances as well. But hey, go with me here, right? So, okay, now take back a few months. After Burning Man, I was super fired up in just everything felt right and everything felt connected and everything felt like in my purpose. And then once I kind of came back to earth and decompressed, which I tried to avoid as long as possible, I tried to shift into building my business and learning sales techniques. And I went to some webinars about sales and getting clients, and I was listening to Tony Robbins every morning. And if you've been listening here for a few months, you've probably heard me deal with some struggles and some low points and some doubt and losing faith in certain ways, because I felt so, it was difficult. It did not feel natural, which I could definitely take as an argument, or that's definitely means that's something that I need to work through and a challenge that I need to take on. But it just wasn't getting easier. And I felt like my light was dimming as I was, you know, trying to figure this out and push myself to be, you know, a high impact coach for successful entrepreneurs or whatever the kind of genre that seems to be flooding my Facebook feed. But of course, that could be because the algorithm has got me pegged, and it's just, you know, reflecting back to me this messaging, and it was not healthy. Anyway, so I got to a point where I was like, I'm unhappy. I'm like really unhappy. So I need to try something new. And so I started listening to, went from Tony Robbins of like win success to more Abraham Hicks and follow your bliss, and some Alan Watts and some Zen stuff and some Taoism and the Tao Te Ching and really started to give myself a little bit of permission to let go, to trust. And then I was on a walk with my friend Arash and talking through some of these things and realizing that, you know, in the past, I was much more, my faith was about surrender and trust and letting go and following my bliss and trusting that if I become an agent of the universe and I follow my truth and act, become the person that I'm supposed to be, then have faith that I will get the resources that I need, just like a bird. And somehow in the last, you know, in this attempt to become an entrepreneur, I lost that. Or I lost sight of that. And so I kind of gave myself permission. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I need to let go again. Because my history is, I've had a number of traditional jobs. But the resources that have kept me going over the decades have always come from strange places, not expected places, often a roundabout appreciation or reward from following my truth. And so what happened that made me lose faith of the, or sight of that and try to kind of get into entrepreneur, build business mode? I don't know. The temptations of the world, the messaging of our consumer culture, I don't know. So just in the last couple weeks said, let go, I'm gonna start doing the things that feel good to me. So I started working more on my writing and editing, and I started thinking more about how much I enjoy working with First Saturdays and the homeless. And I even, rather than try to work on making money, I worked on giving away more money. So I gave away all of my Patreon patrons funds that came in to the homeless last month and decided I want to do it again. So I tried to raise more money. Instead of putting energy into building my business, I put energy into fundraising for the homeless and got to give even more money away this weekend, including to one gentleman named Rodney who quoted that Bible quote about the birds. Actually, he didn't quote it. What he did was, it was like out of a movie. He's like, well, it's, you know, it's like that book says about how the birds just get taken care of, you know, man. Just let go. Just surrender. It all works out, man. Rodney was amazing. He called himself an avid backpacker. No, an avid camper. He wasn't homeless. He was an avid camper. And as I was talking to him and he was just talking about his trust in the universe and how good things always happen even when they first look like bad things. And as I'm talking to him, I realized I had several hundred dollars of cash in my pants, just like, who do I want to give it to today? Which is kind of a nervous, exciting feeling. And it also feels like, oh, I want to give it to everybody. But I had to pick a few people. I picked two people. Olivia, who is a longtime First Saturdays patron, and then Rodney, who's a new person. But the fact that he was this kind of prophet of flow and then quoted that Bible verse, paraphrased it, I was like, you're the guy, I gotta give some money to you. So I gave him a bunch of money, and on behalf of the Patreon patrons, gave him $200, and he was like, what? Oh man. Although he wasn't, like, I thought he might be more blown away. And I think it was because he truly doesn't embody that idea of it all works out. So I think in a way, not that he expects this kind of things to happen, but maybe he does expect this kind of thing to happen. He lit up my world. I was so stoked to light him back up. And then, get this, surrounding all this, and this is what makes the whole thing just poetry. One of my Patreon supporters, who's also in my Love Warriors group, because the way I tried to raise money was I said, you could be in my Love Warriors group for free if you donate to the Patreon level at $20. And so this person in my coaching group, this Love Warrior, reaches out to me just out of the blue and says, hey, you know what? Really getting a lot of out of all this, and just, you know, now I'm supporting you on Patreon, but side note, I was raised as a part of a church, and I've always embraced tithing 10% of your income in some way. Tithing, if you're familiar with that term, you know, basically giving away, supporting the needy, or supporting in some way. And it's something that I've embraced for much of my years, and I highly recommend. Even if you have a little, give. If you think, I'll give when I have some, you are holding on too tightly and you're not making any space to receive. Anyway, he's like, I've been tithing, and even though I left the church that I've been in 6 months ago, I continue to tithe there because I want to be one who tithes, and they do good work. But the more I think about it, the more that feels off to me, and I'd like to tithe to you. And you know, no strings attached. We love what you're doing in the world. Here, want to give you 10% and make your magic in the world. Do what you want to do. Want to use it for rent? You want to give it to the homeless? Do it. We trust you. We just want to support in the direction of your momentum. And I'm like, what? Yes. Yes. Now, it was like within days of me letting go and surrendering internally and saying, I'm going to trust. I'm going to return to trust. I'm going to be like a bird. I'm going to just trust. It's all going to work out. Suddenly, I get proof of concept. Now, is it enough to live on? Absolutely not. Is it proof of concept? Does it affirm the idea that it's not crazy? Yes. So grateful for all the angels that touched me this week, for Rodney and my patrons and the birds and you. I am feeling so energized, and my faith is vibrating once again, and I feel like this is the place that I need to be acting in the world. Perhaps I am not meant to be an entrepreneur. Perhaps I am meant to be a bird man. So thank you for helping to give me space to learn these things over and over and over again, and to reflect back to me, and to walk the path with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. Thank you so much for watching this video. It would really make a lot of difference if you would hit like. It would help people see more of these videos, which would mean a lot to me. Of course, I do a new one of these. It's uploaded every Tuesday. If you hit subscribe, you'll get them all. Thank you so much.